This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. China's foreign ministry is criticizing President Donald Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese imports he has not already taxed. China is threatening countermeasures if Trump goes through with the plan September 1st, but what actions Beijing will take is not clear. President Trump said Friday, though, the current situation cannot be allowed to continue.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
China's foreign minister called the tariffs definitely not the right way to resolve the dispute. China's new UN ambassador said Friday, if the U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight. The U.S. trade deficit fell slightly in June, as it did the deficit with China. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has details.
The gap between the goods and services the U.S. buys and what it sells abroad fell to $55 billion in June, a drop of 0.3%. The Commerce Department says exports dropped 2% on declines in shipments of autos, computers, crude oil, and consumer products. Imports fell just under 2%. On declines in crude oil and petroleum products. The trade deficit with China, the target of President Trump's tariffs, fell 7.5% to $30 billion. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Stock prices closed lower on Wall Street because of the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.37%. The S&P 500 fell by 0.73%. The NASDAQ dropped by 1.33% in Friday's trading. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia traded blame with each other as both formally abandoned the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty Friday. That's a landmark arms control treaty that President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev signed 3 decades ago. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The United States and Russia have both walked away from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Washington blames Moscow, saying it's been violating the treaty for years, developing and fielding weapons that threaten the U.S. and its allies, particularly in Europe. Russia blames the Trump administration, saying it's destroying all international agreements that do not suit them. If the two sides choose not to extend or replace the larger New START treaty, when it expires in a year and a half, there will be no legally binding limits on the world's two largest nuclear arsenals for the first time in nearly half a century. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Friday that he had dropped his choice for spy chief, U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe, after questions about the congressman's lack of experience and possible exaggerations in his resume. Trump blamed unflattering news coverage for his fellow Republican Ratcliffe's decision to bow out of the nomination process and instead remain in Congress.
He's a fine man, and so we hadn't started the process, and I thought it's easier before we start. But I read things that were just unfair. And he's just too good. He doesn't deserve it.
Democratic lawmakers and some former senior U.S. intelligence officers have said the 53-year-old Ratcliffe lacked the experience to replace Daniel Coats as Director of National Security. Some lawmakers also voiced concerns that he would warp U.S. intelligence to support the president's views. There were also some questions about his resume as a prosecutor in Texas. U.S. employers slowed their hiring in July, but still added a solid 164,000 jobs. AP's Matt Small reports.
U.S. employers added 164,000 jobs in July, and Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick calls that mostly reassuring.
It is impressive to see the nation's unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7%.
But adds the nation's economy is slowing.
For all of last year, we averaged 223,000 jobs added a month. So far, we're averaging 165,000.
So what has Hamrick's attention?
There's no doubt the U.S. economy is facing accelerating headwinds, and they could begin to gather increasing damaging force. That's because of trade disputes, tariffs, and global weakness.
Matt Small, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.